How long does it take? Dr. Joe Vitale.
Another thing people wonder about is how long is this going to take? How long will it take to manifest the car, the relationship, the money, whatever it happens to be? Well, I don't have any rule book that says it's going to take you 30 minutes or 3 days or 30 days. I think it's more a matter of you being in alignment with the universe itself.
Time is just an illusion. Einstein told us that. If this is the first time you have heard it, you may find that it is a hard concept to get your head around because you see everything happening one thing after the other. What quantum physicists and Einstein tell us is that everything is happening simultaneously. If you can understand that there is no time and accept that concept, then you will see that whatever you want in the future already exists. If everything is happening at the one time, then the parallel version of you with what you want already exists. It takes no time for the universe to manifest what you want. Any time delay you experience is due to your delay in getting to the place of believing, knowing, and feeling that you already have it. It is you getting yourself on the frequency of what you want. When you are on that frequency, then what you want will appear.
Bob Doyle.
Size is nothing to the universe. It is no more difficult to attract, on a scientific level, something that we consider huge to something that we consider infinitesimally small. The universe does everything it does with zero effort. Grass doesn't strain to grow. It's effortless. It's just this great design. It's all about what's going on up here. It's about what we put in place, saying this is big, it's going to take some time, this is small, oh, I'll give it an hour. You know, those are our rules that we define. There are no rules according to the universe. You provide the feelings of having it now, it will respond.
There is no time for the universe, and there is no size for the universe. It is as easy to manifest $1 as it is to manifest $1 million. It's the same process, and the only reason why one may come faster and the other may take longer is because you thought that $1 million was a lot of money and that $1 was not very much.
Bob Doyle.
Some people have an easier time with little things, and so we sometimes say, well, start with something small, like a cup of coffee. Make it your intention to attract a cup of coffee today.
Bob Proctor.
Hold an image of talking to an old friend that you haven't seen for a long time. Somehow or another, somebody's going to start talking to you about that person. That person's going to phone you or you'll get a letter from them.
Starting with something small is an easy way to experience the law of attraction with your own eyes. Let me share a story with you of a young man who did exactly that. He watched The Secret film and he decided to start with something small. He created a picture of a feather in his mind, and he made sure this feather was unique. He created particular markings on the feather, so he would know without any doubt that if he saw this feather, it had come to him through his intentional use of the law of attraction. 2 days later, he was about to walk into a high-rise building on a street in New York City. He said he did not know why, but he just happened to look down. There, at his feet, at the entrance to a high-rise building in New York City, was the feather. Not just any feather, but the exact feather he had imagined. It was identical to the picture he had created in his mind, with all of its unique markings. In that moment, he knew without a shred of doubt that this was the law of attraction working in all its glory. He realized his amazing ability and power to attract something to himself through the power of his mind. With total faith, he has now moved on to creating much bigger things.
David Shermer, investment trainer, teacher, and wealth specialist.
People are amazed how that I line up car parks. And I've done this right from when I first understood The Secret. I would visualize a car space exactly where I want it, and 95% of the time it would be there for me, and I'd just pull straight in. 5% of the time I'd have to wait just a minute or two, and the person would pull out, and I'd pull in. So I do that all the time.
Now you might understand why a person who says, I always get parking spaces, gets them. Or why a person who says, I'm really lucky, I win things all the time, wins one thing after another all the time. These people expect it. Begin to expect great things. And as you do, you will create your life in advance.